the vision dims. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos, ruined dreams, this wasted land. But most of all, I remember the road warrior, the man we called
Siler Hollywood. Listen up, all you late night Nighthawks. It's time for the most dangerous man on late night internet radio. It's Siler Hollywood, and he's ready to bring you to the bad side.
What do they find the best about Wolbert?
I don't know what they find the fiction about Bubbies.
I find nothing about Wolbert.
Neither do I. I like Bubbies.
I like Bubbies a lot.
Yes, Bubbies are good.
I like vagina.
Vagina's good too.
People should simply not be allowed into the country unless they speak English. Period. Oh, and under no circumstances should they be allowed to drive taxis.
You come pay me for egg roll right now.
Oh, you do have me, Andy. Very good.
But you know you eat my egg roll too.
When they go to land in horses and buggies, and play the
Speaking of that, I'm gonna go brush my horse. And yes, that is a euphemism. Exactly, you famous dude.
I've never met anyone more wrong in my life.
And now, live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood, he's a revenue-generating and entertainment portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, Siler Hollywood.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:05 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm your host with the most dangerous man on internet radio, broadcasting to you live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood out here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and of course joining me, sitting across from me, as she usually does because she can't stand to sit next to me anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, the lovely Christy Chaos, please, ladies and gentlemen, give her a round of applause. Christy Chaos, ladies and gentlemen. You got a buzzer. Can you believe that?
Why?
Because you haven't been here. No,
I haven't been.
The judges frown upon the first day back and no co-host.
Well,
that's the judges. I did not mind. You had things to do. It's not a big deal. I think we should probably do one little thing and then we can move on. All right?
What's that?
Well, just come here for a second. All right. Let's just hey, come here. Just get over here. Let's pull these down a little bit, and there we go.
You know what?
What?
I've had
the best month
without your little spanking.
Well,
it's like, you know, my ass. It's, you know, the bruising started to go away.
Bruisings had gone away in that one day in. Wow.
Nice. But you know what? I'll get you later.
Okay, that's what you always say that, but you know, I'm too well planned. You can't.
No,
you can
because
never
when
catch
I
me.
Do smack you, we're not live anymore. So you like hit the button or something, and one gets to hear it. Just let everybody know he does get hit.
Yeah, you think so?
But it's good to be back.
It is good to be back. I'm glad you're back in the saddle over there. By the way, you want to describe what you're wearing tonight? It's really hot, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's really hot in the CIC. I made that purposely. So there would be some shedding of clothing.
Well, since I'm only allowed to wear light-colored clothing, I decided to wear the nice tank top. It's a black tank top.
A black tank top.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, look.
Nothing. Well, I mean, the shorts are nice little booty shorts there, but The tank
well,
top.
Of course.
The tank top. You just look so hot in the tank top. That's what I'm saying. All right.
It's really low.
ladies and gentlemen.
What?
You know what? What?
What?
What were you going to say? I was ready to move on.
That's okay. I wasn't.
You got too much rust. You got to knock the rust off before you walk into the CIC.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I know. What were you going to say?
Can we do a show?
Yes, we can do a show. Let's just do a show. Have you heard about the Comfort Wipe? By the way, did you actually see it in the CIC bathroom over there?
No, I haven't been in there.
No, you haven't been in there. Okay. Well, we have a Comfort Wipe in there now. I call it the poop stick. And now, did you realize, Christy, that you've been wasting your time with toilet paper for like over 100 years?
Well, since I'm not 100 years old, but
well,
yeah,
not,
I'm sure
not you
have.
Personally, but we, I mean, we've been wasting our time with toilet paper because finally, Christy, some genius came to his senses and realized there is a much better way to clean our shitty buttholes. Antibert is going to love this.
Oh my God.
I tell you. I mean, it's so simple. Just imagine this, okay? Just keep your poo stick near your toilet. Now, after you explode a load of crap in the bowl, simply take a wad of toilet paper and insert it into your poo stick. All right? Then you reach behind your back, locate your shit-covered bunghole, jam the stick up there real good and pull it out, back up behind you, of course with extra care, so as not to smear shit all over your back and your hair. Now,
Ew. You're
almost done here, Christy. Next, just carefully stand up and turn around without letting your poopy and your poopy ass touch anything. All right? And then just eject the soiled paper into the bowl. It's like one of those, you know, self-cleaning, or not self-cleaning things, but you know those things where you can put a scouring pad on the end and then you can scrub your toilet and then just hit a little button and let it drop off. You've seen those, right?
Yes.
Now, once you do this, there's just a few more steps, okay? You got to sit back down, grab another handful of toilet paper, and delicately this time, insert the toilet paper back into your poo stick. You got to do it carefully, though, because your poo stick is now covered in feces. Now, reach back behind you, again, without letting your shit-covered poo stick touch anything on the way down.
Ew.
And jam it right back up there in that brown mess. All right?
Ew.
Then you stand, eject, and repeat as needed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once your barking spider is finally clean, you are going to want to flush the toilet and clean off any feces that you may have accidentally smeared either on your back, your legs, your hand, your hair, your clothes, your towels, and or your walls. And all you have to do next is simply wash your crap-encrusted poo stick in the bathtub and put it back near the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Simply clean your bathtub with bleach and that's it. It's simple, ladies and gentlemen. And as promised in the ad for Comfort Wipe, which I am now going to call the poop stick, your dignity is intact. And Christy, you got to figure this out. It really is a modern solution to toilet paper. I mean, using toilet paper these days is about as smart as still using AOL for your email. And I know there's some of you out there that are still doing that. Now,
I know a few.
The Comfort Wipe poo stick is for anyone who poops. All right, Christy? You, me, the uptight blonde milfs, uncles with bad shoulders, old ladies with mysterious accents, and even big guys. That's right. I said it. Big guys. And I know there's many of you big guys out there listening. There are many advantages to being a big guy. Look at his chin. Huh? I can crush a car with that thing. But one of the countless advantages, besides my chin, is that you have the opportunity to be so goddamn fat you need to wipe your big wet butthole with a stick. How lucky are you? And you know, Christy, that Comfort Wipe is going to work. I mean, just look at the perfectly clean white butthole right in their logo. It's actually a little daisy. I say, ladies and gentlemen, next to the cans of Coors Light, the boxes that tell you whether your Coors Light is cold or not, this is a hell of an invention.
I just say, if you're too fat to wipe it, just shower every time you take a
crap. Wow. Yeah, you know?
No, seriously. Don't waste your money on any of it.
We don't need... Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's... As Melissa from Maine points out, as she tunes in, or chimes in, she says it's like the ass swifter. Thank you, Melissa. Very nicely done. So with that in mind, I decided, let's seek out a poop stick. And I did so.
No, we don't.
I did. That's why there's one in the bathroom. And I decided that, you know how when we first heard about the bear, we rescued him from these Sunni Muslims and all that, and nobody had ever gotten the bear's side of the story. You know, we had the radical extremist, religious fanatical nuts, the Sunni Muslims, and then we had this poor teacher. And we never got the side of the bear, so that's what I do. I go out and get the side that you don't usually hear from. And with that, I think we should go get the poop stick, and we should have an interview with the poop stick. What do you think? I think we should. I think the poop stick really needs to have a say in this particular situation.
No, I'm looking shit all fine.
Yeah, well, he's clean right now, so let's get him out here. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the poop stick. Let's get him settled in. So I got a question for the poop stick here. How did you get started with helping people, you know, wipe their asses? Just how did you get started?
I guess it was just something I was born to do. Uh-huh. Personally, I think in a previous life, I must have done some horrible things, and as punishment, I was reincarnated into a comfort wipe. I guess some people get reincarnated into cockroaches, and others become tools specifically made to wipe asses.
All right. What type of people do you think need you, being a poop stick?
I deal mostly with those who are unable to reach down there, like disabled people who have limited dexterity.
Like
when
fat
it
people.
Comes to helping them, I feel like I'm doing some good in the world and building up karma so that if I get reincarnated again, I'll end up being a beautiful butterfly or something that doesn't involve being in between butt cheeks. Although I think that would be happening for a long time since I'm made out of a plastic that will take forever to decompose.
That's true. That's a very good point. But what about those who aren't disabled? You know, what are your thoughts about you being marketed to those who, you know, really don't seem to need it? Like maybe these uptight
mice. I don't understand it. Are there people out there so prudish that they're afraid to wipe their own asses? Sure, occasionally the toilet paper can rip and your finger can accidentally end up in your butthole. And cleaning up after a bad case of diarrhea can get messy.
Oh, it does.
But those instances are rare, unless you have crappy toilet paper or eat Taco Bell every single day.
Okay.
Where do you go with that?
That's disgusting. Well, let's go in this direction here. How do you work? I think that's a pretty safe question, right, there, Christy?
Yeah, please.
I think so. Mr. Poopstick, how do you work? Just explain it to us.
Well, take about 3 sheets of toilet paper and fold it in half.
Okay.
Take one end of the folded toilet paper and put it into my mouth.
Okay.
Then take the other end, wrap it around my head, and also place that end into my mouth. My mouth will keep it in place.
So it's like a Hot Pocket.
Then take my head in between your legs with my mouth facing down and place it near your anal area and wipe.
Anal area? Anal.
He said anal.
Thankfully, because my mouth is facing in the opposite direction, I can't toss your salad, even though I just spent just as much time in between butt cheeks as someone's bitch in prison.
Wow.
Okay.
I like
What's that?
I like the poop stick, just not for myself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how do you get rid of the toilet paper that is stuck to you after, you know, after somebody, you know, wraps the toilet paper around and everything?
Just press the button on the top of my handle, and my mouth will let go of both ends of the toilet paper.
Okay.
You may have to shake me a little, since my head is made from a rubber-like material that has some tackiness to it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, how effective are you at cleaning down there? I think that's a fair question. Wouldn't you think, Christy?
Yeah. Yes, I would
think so. Yeah, I would wonder how effective this actually is.
If you were to use your hands, you'd get a more thorough cleaning. I'm not saying this because I don't like being jammed in between a person's buttocks, but I've got courtside seats to what goes on down there, so I know how effective I am, and to be honest, I don't get you 100% clean. If you're anal retentive, pun intended, you definitely won't be satisfied. Also, if you're going to use me to clean down there, you'll probably end up using more toilet paper than if you were doing things by hand.
Oh, gross. Okay. So, you're kind of a pain in the ass, aren't you? And that, yes, that is pun intended.
Yes, that pun intended.
It seems so. Another thing I should point out is that it's suggested that I be cleaned after each use, but I can't be immersed in water. Instead, I should be cleaned with a moist wipe or a soft disposable cloth and mild soap, and then dried off with a disposable towel.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we get you on out of here? Send you back to the bathroom?
All I want to say is, I'm sorry for whatever I did in my past life to become reincarnated as a comfort wipe.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Been a pleasure having you on. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The poop stick, and we'll be right back. Somebody get me a new intern. I don't want to handle this thing.
Is it considered a carry-on?
Yeah.
gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. There you have a little bit of the Dandy Warhols with Bohemian Like You. And Christy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're good. I you were had your head down over there. Looked like you were ready to nod off over there.
I am Spartacus.
Shut up, Bear. Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear, the angry bear has arrived, and he's going to the green room. Hey, I got an idea. Come here, bear. Come here, bear. Here, take this to the bathroom.
Ew.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you made the bear take it.
I made the bear do it.
My poopy too.
All right. Hey,
seriously,
I don't...
No, would that be considered...
What? Would the bear be considered what?
Carry on.
Hmm?
Would the stick be considered a carry-on?
You said that just before we went to the music break. I thought about it over the break. I don't see why not. It's not like a it's not like a baggage or anything like that. But you know, it's big enough. I guess no. I guess not. I guess no. I don't think it would be a carry-on. It'd be something that you'd stick in your carry-on.
Would you really stick that in carry-on?
I don't know. I mean, jeez. Think about this, though. I mean, a poop stick. Do we really need it? Well, you know what? I gotta admit. I had a roommate that was so big at one point that I wondered how she wiped her ass. Seriously. Mm. And I thought about this, you know, on occasion. It wasn't like it was, you know, a dire need to know. But when I first saw the poop stick, I thought to myself, I wonder if she needed that. Because every time this poor woman would go to the bathroom, it would be like a 20-minute process. Seriously, it'd be like 20 minutes and she's in the, you know, in the bathroom and the shower would kick on. So my thought was always, all right, so she takes a shower after she goes to the bathroom. Some people are like that. You know, they time everything. Where, you know, they got to go to the bathroom, they'll take their showers, they'll settle down to bed. Some people do that. But after a while, I had to imagine, because I wasn't going through a whole lot of toilet paper considering the size of this woman. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure, she's pooping and cleaning. So... anyways, let's move on. We don't need to be... we're not the live test show where we talk about poopy the entire show. Right? He's still laughing over there. All right. A model with the biggest fake titties in Russia is suing an airline after her implants were damaged in turbulence. If you can believe this.
Ooh, I can believe it.
Irene Ferrari, 29, who boasts a 44J... bust size. Them are some giggle bitties right there. Claims she was thrown into the back of her facing seat on a flight. Lawyer Sergei Zorin added, the space between the seats was too tight for her breasts.
Ow.
Jesus Christ. According to Ferrari, strong turbulence on her flight made one of her breasts hit the seat in front of her, causing bruises and strong pain in her left breast. Now, doctors say her injury could have been worse, but that the breasts work like airbags, preventing more serious injury. Now, everybody has always joked about that. She's got a set of airbags on her. This woman literally did. It was a strong blow, and I hit my left breast. I was in pain. When I went to see a surgeon in Russia, I was told I had problems with my breast. Yeah, you probably popped it. So says the model on NTV in an interview. She said she always flies business class to have much more space, but claims the business class seats on the plane, which I believe was Swiss Air, were not much bigger than the coach seats. It isn't the first time, Christy, that she sued an airline. Get this. Miss Ferrari received a healthy settlement, in other words, she won, from an incident last year, which saw her hospitalized after collapsing at an airport due to an exploded implant, which was found to be caused by jarring around in turbulence.
Wow.
Now, okay, let me see if I can process this for a minute.
I know, right?
There's all kinds of big-tittied women around here up in Montreal. They get these breast implants for like a year or two, and they like to go around to these strip clubs and say, I'm the biggest boobied woman in the Northeast. You know, it's, hi, my name is Bambi Boobs. You know, I boast a 54-inch chest or whatever it is. All right? Folks, in a society where looks take, you know, precedent over character, it's no wonder why many people or individuals opt for plastic surgery. You know, this woman here, she's a model. She's using it to further her career, which is Christy, as I'm sure, is what she used to get the settlement last year.
Right.
And is no doubt going to do it again.
Now they're going to be like these.
Yeah. It's been proven that attractive people are more likely to be hired for jobs. They tend to be more successful. Generally live a happier life and have productive lives. It's just a confidence thing. It's a way you feel about yourself thing. Some people need to look good to feel good. Now, we live in a society driven by power, and beauty plus money to a lot of women equals power. So looking one's best is never a bad idea, but as a society, I got to ask this question, Christy. Have we gone too far? Has somebody like Ms. Ferrari gone too far? I mean, 44J? Is there clothing that exists for that? I mean, does she shop at Lane Bryant because she's got big tits? You know? You know, okay, let me just say this. There's nothing wrong with improving one's self. And I know some people choose plastic surgery because it may have... it may be beneficial for someone who has suffered from, let's say, a deformity. All right? Burns or something like that. Yeah. There's a reason people will use plastic surgery or corrective surgery so that they may improve the quality of one's life. However, is the desire for perfection becoming a national epidemic or a worldwide obsession? What do you think?
Obsession.
You think it's an obsession? I think so, too. I don't think it's a national epidemic or anything like that. And you know what
no.
we're going to do? We're gonna see if we can take this call, but I don't know if I want... Yeah, I would actually end up putting you on hold. Oh, here we go. No, I can do it. No, I can take this call. I figured it out. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Tyler. This is Brad calling from... How are you?
I am fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Brad from Kentucky. Now, Brad, what's going on this evening?
Well, I heard through the grapevine that you are on live, so thank you very much for taking my call.
You are welcome, sir. And,
you know, as you may or may not be aware, I am a huge fan of Late Night with Learman.
That and you are. I can attest to that.
Have my new arch nemesis out there somewhere in radio talk land, and that's Angry Bear.
Oh, no, so, really?
Yes, yeah, so if you can do me a favor, Tyler Hollywood.
Yes, I'll see what I can do.
You tell him.
Uh-huh.
I don't like his fix. I don't like his methods.
Uh-oh.
I'm be looking for him.
All right.
I was out with my wife on Saturday night, so unfortunately enough, I missed the show. I haven't taken the opportunity to listen to the replay and or the podcast,
okay,
which I am committed to doing. But I definitely wasn't in the chat room when Angry Bear was in there running his Angry Bear mouth.
He tends to do that. He does tend to do that.
Yes, as tend do I. Do that as well.
All right. Okay? So you want me to relay the message that you're gunning for him?
Yes. Uh-huh. And this night on Late Night with Clearman, I will be in the chat room. I'll be calling into the show, assuming that Learman will take my call, and I may have some additional words for him. I don't know at this point.
All right. Well, at least we now know the bear will be here later tonight. I will see what he says about it.
Well, I'm going to say tuned in then. If he's on, I'm going to listen and I'm going to know. I want to know.
All right, that sounds good. Well, thank you, Brad, from Kentucky. Go ahead. Yes, please.
One last thing, if I may.
Yes.
Peace be with you.
And also with you. Thank you for the call, sir. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Brad from Kentucky. Love Brad from Kentucky. He calls into the Late Night with Learman show on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
Funny guy. But apparently, now I heard a little bit about this from Steve. We were on the, I actually called into the Late Night with Learman show on Saturday. And Steve told me that the bear, the angry bear, our angry bear here, has been in the chat room drawing Late Night with Learman and causing some trouble.
As wow, you can believe this, yes. Created a monster.
I apparently have. I guess so. So, by the way, Melissa from Maine checks in. She says, Kentucky, the only tits he's probably ever seen are those of his cousins. But he sounds like a sweet
wow.
guy. Nice! Nice!
Wow.
Wow, that was quick. That was quick. Brad, winning friends and enemies at the same time. All right, so anyways, so we were talking about, what were we talking about? Oh, fake boobies.
So, very fake.
Yeah, let's talk about breast implants for a second. Now, having two fat blobs artificially stuffed under your skin, I don't think makes you hot. Would you agree with that? Does that make a woman hot?
Having those kind of big boobies?
Yeah, you know, just having two fake, you know, balloons stuffed up there.
So, no.
All right, ladies.
And those aren't balloons. No. They're big asses.
Whatever, yeah, exactly. That's what they feel like. And they hardly move. When they're that big, they don't move. Boobies are supposed to move. Okay? So, ladies, if you stuffed two water balloons into your bra, would you think that makes you look hotter? And when you remove those balloons, does that mean you are no longer as hot because you don't have the big boobies? I mean, let's face it. You were given boobs for one reason. To feed your young. Anatomically, that's why they're there. Now, boobs are nothing but two hunks of fat with a nipple at the end for feeding, and maybe, yeah, a little bit of man-teasing. Now, in a sense, if you really think about this, it's just a human cow udder. Yet we spend thousands of dollars improving them, viewing them, as if they were some kind of ancient god who must be worshipped and adored, in order to grace a nation with its gifts and blessings. And I guess, Christy, the bigger that they are, the more worthy of worship that they become. I mean, doesn't it seem the way that's going?
Yeah, I guess you're correct, but that's just, I don't know about it going that far.
Yeah, I mean come on, 44 J's. I mean, granted, I know she's a model, but what makes a model? It's not her titties. It's not 44 J's sitting underneath her chin. Come on, let's be realistic here. Your boobs really don't make you hot.
No, but that is what the pictures that they're taking, that's the only reason she has a job, and she knows it, because how old is this woman?
She must be, what'd they say, 44? No, she's, okay, oh no,
so
she's only, she's 29 and she has 44s. At 29, she's gorgeous. All right? She's a Russian model. Mm-hmm. She's got to be gorgeous. I did see pictures. I think she's had her lips done, too. I think her lips are as big as her tits in this case.
Wow.
And again, ladies, your boobs not make you more of a woman here.
At some point, it becomes a mental case. I mean, seriously, you get so addicted to having plastic surgery, you just don't stop. But you have to think to yourself, what doctor's allowing that to be on his books?
Well, you gotta
this woman
you gotta remember.
G's.
You gotta remember, okay? Some doctors don't care. They just want to get, you know, they're looking at the green, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, I gotta tell you, it's your vagina that makes you a woman, okay? And I've yet to see
very true.
I've yet to see any woman blow up her vagina to the size of a balloon. Well, I don't want to say that. I've seen women with these little... Have you seen these pussy pumps?
No, I have not. But you do what, there are surgeons out there that are making them smaller and shaving
and shaving off, you know, the labia size and all that. And again, if that's what you think is improving your body, or in maybe in some cases improving your sex life, then I'm all for it. Okay, if you feel
you really helped out a lot of women.
Are you hearing me in delay over there?
Yeah, I am. I think I'm hearing you, and then it cuts in and out. So I apologize. Okay. It sounds like I'm overlapping you.
That's all right. Facial improvements can be an asset for an individual who wants to keep their youthful looks. I understand that, and improve their overall appearance. Having full lips may help one appear more youthful, and is considered attractive by a lot of people. I like beautiful lips. All right, and I'm talking about the ones on your face, people. Now, surgery or collagen used to increase lip size can be beneficial. Again, I looked at this picture of this woman, and they just seemed way too big. Angelina Jolie, you know how people think she's very beautiful? Barbara Hershey, they think she's really beautiful because she's got a full set of lips. You know what? Just like boobs that are too big, these lips are too big for me. That's just a preference.
I don't like them.
No. And you know me, I'm an ass guy. I love my heinies. So, as long as you don't get too carried away, fine, if you feel it's beneficial. But when the desire for full lips has your mouth looking fatter than it is wide, your mouth will start to resemble an anus, and somehow it got stuck on the middle of your face. Personally, I love the look of slightly fuller lips, but the point I'm trying to make is don't get carried away like you did with your boobs here on 44J. And in closing, in a society obsessed with looks, it can be to your benefit to always strive to look your best, and using plastic surgery may be the perfect option for someone who wishes to improve their overall appearance. But going overboard may have you looking like some kind of mutant sea creature who has been frozen in time. So go ahead and look your best, yes, but please, just don't go overboard and try to remember, here, people, if God didn't make it, then you certainly shouldn't try to fake it. We'll be right back. Does that deserve a bell?
Ding ding.
We're going to cut right back to the phone lines here. We got about 20 minutes. Apparently, we're not going to be talking about Joran Vandersloot tonight. But I'd much rather take a phone call. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Long time no see, Grandpapa.
Hey, Chris from Texas County. How are you, sir?
I am tired and hotter than hell. Oh, and by the way, Christine, I love you too, baby.
You've been getting my messages, you and your beaver.
Well, hey, what can I say? My beaver is your beaver, maybe. It's equal opportunity either way. Okay, but actually, I just stepped in the door, and I don't know, you know, what y'all discussing tonight. But I actually have to call to complain and vent, Tyler.
I don't know if you're
aware of this or not, but somebody has defaced your name on Facebook.
Jesus, God. I was trying to avoid this one all day. God. Yeah. Talk about joining a bandwagon over there, Mr. Texas County.
Hey, I wasn't for sure if you was aware of it or not. I mean, you know, supposedly the rumor is that I was involved But, you know, my excuse was that I was working for the diligently for the company that I so love, and therefore I didn't have time to dick around on Facebook. So I just want to, you know, call in to say it wasn't me,
yeah,
that was, you know, making fun of your, you know, longevity or lack thereof.
It was my stamina issues.
And of course, you know, your whole 60-second, you know, situation, which, by the way, you know, girls, if you haven't figured out, the first 45 seconds is nothing but crying. But I just want to go on record for saying that it wasn't me. It was Mark Holborn, and if you believe that, then apparently the nymphomaniac barmaids really do like Dr. Rock.
Nice.
Now, Dr. Dino, if you're listening to this right now, I demand superfan status right now, okay? Because I'm sorry, I remember that shit.
There you go.
That was
hilarious. See? Nice Doc Rock reference. By the way, they're going to be on. They're going to be on this Friday. And I can't. I wish I could remember what they were going to be talking about, but Doc Rock posted it on Facebook not too long ago. So check it out.
It's Doc's bachelor party.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that. I must have missed that posting.
Well, did you get the memo I don't do Fridays?
I hopefully got the invite, for Christ's sake.
That's all right. I didn't either. I had to pretend I was a stripper just to get in. But
Jesus,
I shouldn't have said that, huh?
Wow.
Now wait a minute. So is it this coming Friday or last Friday?
I was under the impression that it was this Friday.
Okay, so it's coming up.
Of course, then again, lately, you know, they have been, you know, drinking, you know, to the point that even Keith Richards' liver is standing up and saying, "Damn,
damn, dude, put down the firewalker." Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can call it that. Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
Fireball, there you go. Fireball cinnamon whiskey. That's right.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
But I just wanted to call in and say hello and not to, you know, take up too much time. But hey, Tyler, if I don't know what you got planned as far as show topics the rest of the week, but after the show's over, you need to get on your Facebook page. In all seriousness, I sent you a possible show topic for the week with pictorial evidence to prove it.
Excellent. I will be checking that out at 10:05, sir. Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right. Chris from Texas County, thanks for calling in.
Glad to be here.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. We'll see
you. Too, baby. I hope you get my pictures.
Jeez, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Chris from Texas County.
Oh, no.
Sending out topics for this week's show. Good, I'm going to need them. By the way, I didn't want to mention this, but you know, I posted something about autographs on, I believe it was Saturday. Monday, last night. I posted a message about autographs. If you wanted to come to the ball game last night and pick up an autograph of yours truly for free, you could do so. All right? Not too much longer after, Radio Dan in that post said, we are going to charge, I think he said, come on, Tyler, charge like $10 or $15.
What?
Yeah, for the autographs. I'm like, what? I don't do that to my fans.
Wow.
So this afternoon I decided to post, hey, you know, it looks like I've been told that autographs are now $15. Just an innocent little comment about, you know, the cost of autographs that I've been told I have to charge, right? I mean, as a matter of fact, it says, now has to start charging $10 for autographs as per Radio Dan. That's all I said. Okay? And this disintegrated, or ballooned, whatever you want to, whichever way you want to go, into like a 50 or 60 post comments. 50 or 60
wow.
Posting of comments, all dealing with my stamina in the sack. That goes to all of you out there, and anybody who did not defend me in the sack.
Wow.
God, jeez. 45 seconds, you know, 60 seconds, the first 45 is crying.
Now you'll just have to YouTube your sex life and show everybody that they're all full of crap.
Yeah, right. Like, that's going to go over. Jesus Christ.
You know what? Make sure that the YouTube more than 60 seconds.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to be like an hour long, and that's just the foreplay. All right. Bastards. There. I just shot that Facebook posting. It's done.
Did you get my memo?
Yes. Your memo is, you blue hair, they're going to be, you're going to be playing bingo on Friday night. Jesus Christ.
Night.
I-36.
Hey!
What?
I'll tell you what. It's a very calm, relaxing, but if you yell bingo and win $70, the blue hairs come after you. That was my Friday.
That's my food. Give me my food money.
That lady said, damn newbies.
Damn newbies. You walk in, you start winning money. They're going to go after you.
She said, what was the last number you bingoed on? And I said, 58 or 60. And she said, that's not a good bingo. And I said, no, it was 58.
What? Bingo is bingo.
It was.
That's his name.
No, but you have to yell it at the last number, and you can't yell it after he says the next number, or it's not a good bingo.
Oh, I see. So you didn't even know until he read the next number?
I was playing 24 cards, which is never to be done.
See, no. See, that's... Oh, God, you people just drive me batty. 20 cards? How the hell are you supposed to even... See, you missed. It's a bad bingo. You shouldn't have won that money. Bad bingo.
Actually,
you're playing
it wasn't
way too many cards.
It wasn't a bad bingo. I was being very honest. I just so happened to see 60 was the number that I hadn't stamped yet, so I stamped it at the very last moment, and it was 58 was the number that he had already called. So I did win the $70. So
yeah, but isn't the rule...
I had to stand up and say, 58...
Well, so what did you win on? You won on 60, and he was already on to 58?
No, I won at 58.
Oh, you won at 58.
When she asked me what the last number I stamped, I said 60, being very true, honest. You know, it was 50.
Oh, I see. You were answering her question. I see. You, the letter, never mind. You know what? Forget this. Seriously, what am I doing? Seriously, I'm talking about bingo.
Jeez. You know what? We were just talking about your 60 seconds blow off, okay? And you can hear me talk about how I won $70 in my blue hair moment. Okay?
I want that $70 in the prize kitty. All right, let's get to Letters to Hollywood. What do you think?
I managed to look good.
Huh? You want to do Letters to Hollywood? Yes, I know. You managed to look good. Fans say let's do Letters to Hollywood. All right. Do you have your screen up over there, or do you got it covered by something?
I do.
Else?
But can you read the first one while I finish pouring my drink?
Oh, jeez. Excuse me. I should have had somebody pour that for you. Yeah. Here's the first letter, dear Tyler. Wait a minute. Let me get the letter out here. Jesus. She's got two things to do the entire show. We get to letters and she can't do it. Can't pull it off with this kind of technology. All right. Hey, Tyler, I'm a straight male college student in a relationship, which had been going great. The only incongruity was that, for a religious reason, I don't want to have penetrative vaginal sex before marriage. I'm up for anything else.
I'm done. Stop.
What?
I'll finish.
You're
I'm
all
done.
Finished doing what? We got 8 minutes. The bear's going to be here in two. We don't have time to answer this.
Okay. All right. Up for anything else. I would eat her out, piss on her, whatever else, but not vaginal sex. I made this clear at the beginning. My girlfriend started bringing up how she wanted to have actual sex. I told her, I love you, and if you need to fuck other guys, go for it. To my relief, she was offended by the suggestion.
I sure hope she was offended.
A week later, she confessed that she had slept with someone. I feel like I can't trust her now. What?
Oh, Jesus.
And I can't bring myself to sleep in her bed anymore. I feel like a hypochondriac, a hypocrite, since I brought up the idea of her sleeping with someone else in the first place. But I was unprepared for the reality, since she berated me for making the proposal at all. Still, I told her to do this. She regrets the hookup. I don't know if I'm even asking for advice. Just wonder if I'm acting childish. William from Tennessee. Wow, he's got problems.
Wow. And I like the fact that you said hypochondriac instead of hypocrite. That was funny. maybe he is a hypochondriac. You know, Billy, your dilemma here is interesting. But you know what I'm more interested in? I'm really interested in finding out which particular faith tradition frowns on penetrative vaginal intercourse before marriage, but seems to smile on eating pussy and piss scenes, and okays women having vaginal intercourse before marriage so long as they're having it with other guys that don't intend to marry them. That sounds like a church I'd like to visit. Hell, I may even run one of these things. Sounds like a church I should be, you know, frequenting. Look, Bill, Will, Willie, whatever. Doing something out, you know, but, you know, sticking your dick in for religious reasons is deeply silly. If you're going to be in a sexual relationship, be in a sexual relationship. I promise you that any god who frowns on fucking pussy before marriage also frowns on piss play before marriage and eating pussy before marriage. Now, as for your dilemma, Pally, either you need to find a girlfriend who wants what you want or doesn't want what you don't want, or you need to stop playing bullshit games and start fucking that girlfriend of yours. You got it? Thank you. Let's get the bear out here. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. I don't even know if we have time for the bear. Here he is. Mo, the angry teddy bear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, all you adoring fans. Now sit down and shut up.
All right, there you go.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Good. Welcome back. Thank I know you. I said it Saturday night, but welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back in the CIC.
Feels good.
And Christy, how are you tonight?
Great.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm sure.
So, before I do my top 10,
yes,
I got a question for you. How the hell did I ever figure out whether or not my beer was cold before the world's smartest scientist at Coors figured out how to make the box tell me? Have you seen these yet?
I have.
The look inside, know it's cold boxes from Coors Light?
I sure have. Stupid.
Hey, box, if you're so goddamn smart, why don't you tell me why my parents got divorced?
Jeez, I never knew that.
I'm wondering if people who drink Coors Light might be mildly retarded. Because Coors finds it necessary to constantly invent space-age cans, bottles, and boxes that attempt to explain the difference between cold and not cold to their customers.
Like they can't figure that themselves. Can you tell when a can is cold if you touch it? Christy? I would think. Jeez. All right. Sorry, Mo. Mo's giving me the look here. Go ahead.
I open up the refrigerator door, it's cold. I open up a cabinet door, it's warm.
See? He knows.
Where do you think I'm going to put the beer?
In the fridge.
Now, some of you elitists out there are probably using your East Coast liberal voice to say, can't you just touch the can to see if it's cold? Oh, yeah. Why don't you get back on your polo horse there, Spencer? Because the working man ain't got no time to be touching no bottles and cans all day long to see if his beer's cold. Real men are too busy chopping trees and hauling them behind their pickups with chains to waste time checking the temperature of every beer they encounter. Even if they wanted to check the temperature of the Coors Light, it would be impossible thanks to their leathery man hands. Wait, I just realized I have no idea if Coors Light is a working class beer or not. Maybe it's the kind of beer college guys in puka shell necklaces drink. I really hate those puka shell necklaces, by the way. Tyler, I know you have one.
Hey!
Perhaps it's the beer you are most likely to see spewing from the mouth of a 38-year-old woman in the parking lot during her 20th high school reunion as Phil Collins' Another Day in Paradise can quietly be heard from inside the Holiday Inn. I have no clue because I literally don't think I've ever seen a single person drink a Coors or Coors Light in my life.
Neither have I.
Yeah, isn't it funny how, like, women want to, like, you know, shop and get married, but guys, like, just totally want to watch sports and drink beer? You ever notice that?
I have.
Anyways, tonight, the top 10 will be, of course, the top 10 funny things about beer.
Oh, this should be good. All right, Mo, have at it.
And here we go. Number 10. Somehow, some way, you can always get it for free.
True.
Number 9. It can be classified as a necessary expense.
Goes on my expenses.
Number 8. Gives the word shotgun a whole new meaning. Number 7. It can help you survive a hurricane. What?
Yeah, really, what?
Number 6. It's okay to have with your breakfast. Or as breakfast.
True.
Number 5. While consuming, it entices you to peel off labels. Oh, Christy, I know you have that problem. Number 4. Makes baseball fun for everyone.
I don't know about that.
Number 3. It reinvented the term goggles. That's right, beer goggles. Number 2. You can drink it out of a tube. That's how I learned how to do my first beer.
I imagine.
And the number 1 funny thing about beer, according to Mo the Angry Teddy Bear, it created the professional sport of beer pong. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm off to play some beer pong.
Nice.
I salute you.
Wait a minute.
And I'm out.
Ah, damn it. Ah, crap. I forgot to tell him that Brad from Kentucky called. But, as it is, we're out of time. Christy, you know what to do here, right?
I sure do. It's time to give some ding-ding kisses.
Mwah. Laying some smoochies on you, ladies and gentlemen. That's Christy Chaos. My name is Tyler Hollywood. We're gonna be back here tomorrow night, 9 p.m., doing the same thing. Same Tyler time, same Tyler channel. That's it. We're out. Goodbye. Go, Bill. I got the hit, but you know